Boston, Chicago, and Minneapolis are among a handful of large cities that have removed the criminal record box from their job applications. Most still carry out criminal background checks on applicants anyway, but prison reform activist like Linda Ketchum of the Madison Urban Ministry says that's all right. She says the most important thing for an ex-offender is that their application doesn't end up in the trash as soon as an employer sees an X in the felony checkbox.
We would support seeing it removed so that someone isn't automatically disqualified from a position based on a prior conviction.
Ketchum says it's against the law to refuse to hire someone simply because they've been in prison, unless it's clear the person's crime was directly related to the nature of the job he or she is applying for. She encourages more employers to use the state's Crime Information Bureau and not the court system's CCAP webpage when doing criminal background checks.
Especially as we live in a world where identity theft becomes increasingly common. I have, in previous positions, interviewed people who, if I had relied solely on CCAP, would have been totally misinformed about the existence or non-existence of a criminal record for them because they were people who had had their identity stolen.
But Ketchum says there's no legislation pending now in the state that might require banning the felon box on public job applications. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.